ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Who Wants to Be an Obama Cabinet Officer? I'm your host, Guy Lindpacker, and at the end of our last program, our contestant, Biff, had just moved on to the final round of play, having correctly answered 8 of 12 total questions on his way to earning our grand prize. For those of you who may have missed that program, here's our announcer, Johnny Prell, to give you a little background information on our contestant.
Biff Ankle-Biter is a 35-year-old homeless heroin addict and former Acorn community organizer from San Francisco, who holds advanced degrees in pharmacology and communist studies from the University of California at Berkeley. His interests include chasing the dragon, listening to Obama's speeches, small shiny objects, and sleeping in his own filth.
Hello, Biff, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Guy. It's good to be back.
As I mentioned before, you've already answered 8 questions correctly so far, which means you've only got 4 more left to go. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Feeling a little nervous?
Yeah, actually, I'm feeling a little...
No one cares. And now on to the first question of the evening. You've just been nominated to the position of Secretary of the Treasury, but your failure to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes when you worked for the International Monetary Fund has raised concerns over whether or not a blatant tax cheat should be in charge of running the IRS. When questioned about this troubling state of affairs, you reply, A. I'm very, very sorry for forgetting to pay my taxes, but it was an honest mistake, and I promise it'll never happen again. B. I'm very sorry that the Republicans have been allowed to use these petty personal issues to distract from the horrifying state of the economy that they are entirely responsible for, and I promise to make everything better in the future by punishing the rich with exactly the sort of taxes that I refuse to pay myself. C. I still think I should have been allowed to write off my kids' summer camp as a business expense. D. It's all Bush's fault.
I think the answer... I'll answer A.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, then. Let's see if you got it right. Johnny, please reveal the correct answer.
The correct answer is... A.
Well done, Biff. Well done indeed. And now on to our next question. You've just been nominated to the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services, but your failure to pay taxes on a limousine service, donated to you by a friend, has raised concerns over whether or not a blatant tax cheat should be running the American healthcare system. When questioned about this troubling state of affairs, you reply, A. I'm very, very sorry for forgetting to pay my taxes, but it was an honest mistake, and I promise it'll never happen again. B. I'm very sorry that the Republicans have been allowed to use these petty personal issues to distract from the horrifying state of healthcare that they are entirely responsible for, and I regrettably withdraw my name from consideration for this post. C. Taxes? What taxes? D. Bush hates sick people.
I'd like to use a lifeline, Guy.
Alright, since you've already used up your other lifelines on the previous show, you'll be taking advantage of the phone a friend lifeline tonight.
Yeah, I've decided to call my brother Carl.
Well, let's see if we can get Carl on the line, shall we?
Hello.
Hello, Carl. This is Guy Lindberger of Who Wants to Be an Obama Cabinet Officer. Are you ready to answer the question for Biff?
You bet.
Go ahead, Biff.
Hi, Carl. Did you hear the question?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the right answer? A, I'm very, very sorry for forgetting to pay my taxes, but it was an honest mistake and I promise it'll never happen again.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay, how about B? I'm sorry that Republicans have been allowed to use these petty personal issues to distract from the horrifying state of healthcare. And they are entirely responsible, and I regrettably withdraw my name.
Yep, that's the one. B.
Don't you want to hear the rest of the answers?
No, it's B.
Well, Biff, Carl says it's B. Will you accept his answer?
Yes, I think B is right, too.
Very well. Now let's see if B is, in fact, the correct answer.
The correct answer is... B!
Great job, Biff. Your brother Carl really came through for you on that one. And now we move on to the next question. You've just been nominated to the position of Secretary of State, but your well-documented history as a bitter, heartless shrew has led many to suggest that perhaps someone with a slightly less caustic personality should be appointed in your stead. Your response to this criticism is... A. I'm very, very sorry for having been a spiteful bitch in the past, but I've been under a lot of pressure since the whole Democratic primaries fiasco, and I promise it'll never happen again. B. I'm very sorry that the Republicans have been allowed to use these petty personal issues to distract from the horrifying state of international relations that they are entirely responsible for, and I promise to treat every foreign dignitary in the world with courtesy and respect, whether they deserve it or not. C. It's bad enough that I didn't get elected president. Now you bastards want to rob me of this office too. Go fuck yourselves. D. Bush is a warmonger.
That's an easy one, Guy.
Is it?
Yeah, the answer is C.
Are you sure you want to stick with that answer?
Yeah, it's definitely C.
Okay, he seems quite certain, ladies and gentlemen. So let's see if he's right. Johnny?
The correct answer is... C.
Outstanding job. Very well done. And now we come to the moment of truth. The final question of the game, and one which, if answered correctly, will secure you a cabinet-level position in the Obama administration. Are you ready, Biff?
I'm ready.
Then let's get right to it. You've just been nominated to the position of Attorney General, but your role in the much-maligned pardons by former President Clinton of fugitive felon Mark Rich, as well as several Puerto Rican FALN terrorists, has raised concerns over whether or not an unscrupulous political hack should be running the Department of Justice. When questioned about this troubling state of affairs, you reply... A. I'm very, very sorry for profiting from the release of dangerous criminals back into society, but it was an honest mistake, and I promise it'll never happen again. B. I'm very sorry that the Republicans have been allowed to use these petty personal issues to distract from the horrifying state of the judicial system that they are entirely responsible for, and I promise to investigate the previous president and vice president for crimes against humanity. C. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. D. Bush is Hitler.
Are you sure I don't have any lifelines left?
I'm afraid not. You're entirely on your own with this one.
Well, I guess I'll have to say D. Bush is Hitler.
Are you sure you want to go with that answer?
Yes. Bush is definitely...
All right, then. Biff Ankelbiter, you have just chosen D as your final answer. Johnny Prell, what is the correct answer?
The answer to the 12th and final question is... B.
Oh, damn me. What a terrible shame. You came so close to winning it all, Biff. Unfortunately, it was not to be.
The bus really is Hitler.
Be that as it may, it wasn't the answer to our question.
Fucking ripoff.
And of course, now that you've lost, I'm afraid you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
What do you mean by that?
And with that, we here at Who Wants to Be an Obama Cabinet Officer bid our studio audience and all of you watching at home a fond farewell. Until next time, I'm Guy Lintpacker saying, so long!